I also thought that with respect to choosing a country music twang to talk about lesbian, gay, bi, trans issues, that's like the last place that I thought that people would go musically to talk about such issues. That's supposed to be the community that's completely unresponsive and wants to pass the amendments saying it's one man, one woman. Did you consciously choose the country music venue to talk about this issue?
Actually, not at all. I mean, that's interesting to think about. It just came out as a waltz. One thing that's interesting, this song was written years ago. It came out on my most recent album, which came out in 2008, but I wrote the song way back before I even recorded my first album, which was in 95. So there's a space of 13 years before I sort of let this song out in a more public public way. And you know, the song, it just came out as a country waltz, and I don't know how that happened. But it took me 13 years to even say, okay, I can put this on an album and put it out there in the world. Not a big deal. But it was, and when I first was coming out, it wasn't something I felt comfortable just putting on my first album.